Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. President Trump not done with the events yet here in Los Angeles. Got another one this morning before he heads down to San Diego. And it's going to be some more traffic issues. We do have in-depth team coverage, starting with KNX 1070's John Baird. He is downtown at 8th and Figueroa.
There's a row of police cars, black and whites, blocking off Figueroa, so you cannot go north of 8th Street, and a number of officers here as well. There are orange cones and barricades and road closed signs all around, and yes, it may be a bit difficult to come downtown this morning, especially if your office or your apartment or your health club is right in the heart of all of this. People are just trying to deal with it.
I mean, it's kind of an inconvenience because I do go to the gym right here, so it is kind of more traffic, but I mean, it's the president, so there's not really much we can do.
Supporters of President Trump were thrilled to have him in L.A. One said the president told them he's coming back soon, not only to raise money, but for some rallies. Now, once Mr. Trump wraps up his breakfast event, he'll head back to LAX and then on south to San Diego. But in the meantime, you'll have to get around these street closures. Let's check in with KNX 1070's Brian Douglas in the traffic center.
We're going to start with the 110. And your freeway's being impacted because the Wilshire and 6th Street off-ramp from the northbound and southbound 110 is shut down. So some big delays on that 110. Now, as for the surface streets, we've got Figueroa between 6th and 8th. That's what's closed right now. Wilshire between Flower and Beaudry, and 7th between Flower and Bixel, as you heard. It's going to be a lot of congestion downtown. They do have traffic control in a lot of areas to help you get around. Grand and Olive, also a great alternate to Flower and Figueroa, and these are going to be in place at least till midday. Dick, Vicki?
And we have a map of the street closures on the website this morning. That is KNX1070.com, and of course the traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 5.
It's a prominent Democratic fundraiser and political donor. Ed Buck has been arrested following the drug overdose of a man in West Hollywood at his home. This time, the man survived. Live now to West Hollywood. For more, KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
The LADA says that Ed Buck was running a drug den from his West Hollywood apartment here on Laurel. A couple of men died in his home back in 2017 is when it started. They died of meth overdoses, and he was never arrested in those deaths. And in fact, the deaths were ruled accidental, but he was arrested overnight, accused of injecting a third man with meth. This was from an incident last week. That person OD'd but did survive. Just had a chance to talk with this neighbor of Ed Buck.
So I know what's going on.
What is going on?
Like, he likes to pick up guys off the street, mainly black guys, and then he takes them up there and he gets them high. He gets high with them, and then, you know, just whatever sex goes on. That's pretty much all that happens. Very surprised, actually, that he got arrested, because I figured with his connections politically and everything, I thought he was good and we good.
This morning, Ed Buck is behind bars, being held on $4 million bail, charged with felony battery causing serious injury. The DA calling Ed Buck a violent, dangerous sexual predator. He's set to be arraigned later today. But remember, this is on this OD where the person survived. He's not charged, at least not yet, in connection with the deaths. Live in West Hollywood, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Word that the Trump administration will delay until tomorrow the formal announcement of the move to revoke authority from California to set its own auto emission standards. That's what the government here wants to do, because Governor Gavin Newsom is telling CNN the move actually harms this state's four-decade fight to clean up air pollution. And he had this message for Donald Trump.
Look, stay out of our way. Let California continue not to survive but thrive, despite the headwinds, despite everything you're doing to try to put sand in the gears of our success.
Former California EPA chief Terry Tamminen, head of the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation on the environment, he says it's a misguided move by the Trump administration.
Consumer
consumers want fuel-efficient vehicles that are also clean, because what comes out of those tailpipes is not just greenhouse gas emissions, which may not have immediate impacts to our health, but a lot of the other pollutants that come out of those tailpipes do. And if you eliminate one, you eliminate all of them.
In July, California put together an agreement with Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and BMW of North America on tighter state emission standards. And that agreement apparently enraged Donald Trump.
Gun control was a no-go in Carson last night. A motion that would have put tighter restrictions in that city failed. The mayor, Albert Robles, says the plan was in reaction to the state's increase in gun violence, but a few of the council members said it will do nothing to stop crime in the area. And this is one person who spoke against it.
If this law passes, this will affect us in a way where just crossing, driving around the city, trying to get on the freeway so we can go hunting or to the range for practice will make us criminals.
Several other people who were at the meeting last night spoke and threatened legal action if that motion was approved.
Women who claim they were sexually abused by the former UCLA gynecologist are urging UC officials to open an independent investigation at the Board of Regents meeting. That'll be happening today. James Heaps was arrested in June. Two of his alleged victims have filed a class action suit, and they're among more than 50 women who have accused him of abusing them and making sexual remarks during the medical exam.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.